Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the people of Iman, Allah ta'ala has given to the people of Iman, the people of belief, many, many ways to earn for the hereafter. Untold, numerous, infinite wasail, many methods and amal and deeds through which an individual can earn so much for the hereafter. So much. But all, and not just this, that we have ibadat or worship, that we should just rely on the ibadat that we do. Alhamdulillah, we have the tawfiq to do, to pray salah, to do dhikr, to recite Quran, to do tasbihat. Because these are good deeds, pious deeds. But it's not just this be all and the end all, that deeds Allah Ta'ala is going to salah. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has prepared so much for the people of Iman that there's no limit. The sky is the limit. That's what we need to understand, that we can earn as much as we want. But we just need a little bit of focus and attention. And it's not that it's difficult. For example, salah might be hard, or get up for tahajjud, to do wudu and stand for tahajjud. No, there are deeds that are much simpler than this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for the people of Iman, Allah has prepared so much that the habits that are within us, our character, traits, fitrah, Allah Ta'ala has created this within all of us. And the habits Allah Ta'ala has created, and some are compulsory habits or compulsory actions that we have to do that are within every human being. So those habits and actions and practices Allah Ta'ala has created such, open such doors that through those actions we can earn such big reward and do good deeds, big deeds, but we don't pay attention to this. Oh, I've prayed salah, that's it. Or oh, I've kept the fast in Ramadan, that's enough for me. Or oh, I've done dhikr and I don't need to do anything else. And the reason for this is that because we don't have a desire to earn for the hereafter, the akhirah, the hereafter, where we will live forever, that we need to do a lot of deeds to get into the hereafter. And the hereafter isn't such a place that from there we can come back and start again, renew our efforts again. No, it's not the case. So let's say that we're even worse than, say, the shop owner or the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper is standing at his shop. And if we say to him, okay, fine, you've earned £100 today. Okay, close your shop and go. He goes, no. What are you saying? What are you talking about? Maybe another customer will come. Maybe, or if his shop should close at 7 p.m, even then he'll look left and right while he's closing the shutters, that maybe another customer will come. Maybe he'll buy some more stock from me. Isn't this the case? And in every profession, this is the case. You look at the taxi driver. Oh, let's work a few more hours. Maybe another customer will come. So it's obvious there's an attraction that we need to earn a bit more, make a little bit more money. So we don't even have a desire for the akhirah that we should think that after salah, are there any other deeds that we can earn, that we can perform, that we can pay attention to? That yes, there's no lacking in the rahmat, the mercy of Allah, subhanAllah. There's nothing lacking in the rahmat, the mercy of Allah. Allah has given such wasail that we can loot the people of Iman. There are many methods and actions and practices based on our habits and natural lifestyle. Who is it there that doesn't want to sleep? For example, I say just one example, one action. Is there any man, woman, child, old man, old, healthy? Is there anybody who doesn't want to sleep? I challenge. Rather, if you don't even feel asleep, you'll run and say, oh, I don't feel sleepy nowadays, I can't go to sleep, I've got headaches, etc. This is a common habit. So if we can take all of this habit that we perform every day and we understand how to perform this action, then no man or woman can be devoid of rewards. This is not a small deed. There's nothing hard about it. It's easy to perform. Easy to perform. And all of these habits, all of these amal, these are great amal, great actions. And how many actions we got that we perform every day, how many rewards we can earn, and how much we can attain for thereafter. First thing we need to think is that the more we earn for thereafter, it is not enough. The more we earn for thereafter, it is not enough. That everything that we will take from this world is not enough. The hadith that comes to my mind, the more a person takes from it, deeds and rewards, is the hadith, then those deeds will not be enough for him. They will not fulfill the gaps that he will feel on the day of judgment. You can take so many good deeds, so many good deeds, so many good deeds, and he will still say it's not enough. And he can't say in hereafter, Allah, that you only allowed me to earn this much and I couldn't do more. Allah will say, no, you could have earned much more than this, but you didn't. You didn't hasten towards good deeds. Let's take one habit, one daily habit, one action of going to sleep, such a prime opportunity to earn rewards. It's just one method. So how is it that we want to go to sleep? Everybody goes to sleep. Somebody goes, changes his clothes. Somebody doesn't change his clothes. Somebody goes on the bed like this in their day clothes. Somebody is tired. And everyone has their own method and style, and everyone runs and jumps onto the bed. So just stop for a second. And for a few moments think that our holy prophet, our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he go to sleep? How did he physically approach the bed? What was the blessed and noble and honorable action of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did he approach this action of going to sleep and going onto the bed, onto the mattress, etc.? So when we think about this, then if we practice, forget about the rewards we'll get. Forget about that. That's alhamdulillah going to happen. That we should think that from the adab and from the manners and the habit and the behavior of the Prophet ﷺ, how did he go to sleep? So I'll tell you one habit. Listen to this carefully. That the Prophet ﷺ, his blessed habit would be that whenever Nabi ﷺ would want to retire to bed, etc., then he would be pure. He would be pure in the state of purity when he would go to sleep. He would have wudu. He would be in the state of ablution. He would perform wudu before he went to sleep. This was one blessed habit. Now we are going to sleep. However we are going to sleep, we should stop. Because we want to make, we want to earn a very high grade reward in Jannah, in paradise, for the action of going to sleep. So now if I have prayed Isha and I'm going to sleep, many people have wudu. Some people, their wudu stays intact for a long time. That's fine. You've got wudu. Go to sleep with the wudu that you'd had at Isha time. And if a person doesn't have wudu, then perform ablution. If you're lazy, if sleepy, there's an easy solution. Very easy solution that if you're lazy and you don't feel like doing wudu or to get into the action of, or state of purity. What is that? That is cold water, you don't feel like doing wudu, it's hard for you, but you want to stay pure and you want to go to bed, then it's very easy method that do tayammum. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now tell me, if you do tayammum, how much difficulty is there in doing tayammum? You can wipe your hands on the wall, if it's dusty, or on a brick or a stone, and keep this with you, this stone, brick, or be next to a wall, natural, and do tayammum. Go, wipe your hands on this, and then do the actions of, and wipe your hands and your arms, and the limbs that you need to wipe, and totally you will have the same reward of wudu, as if you were doing wudu, the sunnah wudu. And this is also a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember this, that this is not against the sunnah. If you do tayammum, and perform ablution before you sleep, what will occur then? When you do tayammum, then totally you have come into the state of purity, and you are pak, you are pure. So this is our thinking now, isn't it? That we have to make this a habit, a blessed habit in our lives. So now what's the difference? One was that we were going impure to sleep according to our desires, and we're not even thinking of how we should go to sleep. But now, subhanAllah, we have created a link with the Prophet ﷺ, so our action is full of nur, of light. Full of nur and reward and blessings and mercies. So now, what we've done is that we have taken one example of our daily lifestyle and we've attached that to the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. This is called muhabbat and ishq. This is love and ishq and passion for the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, so now we've done tayammum. Let's go further then. So what I'm trying to say to you is that in the night when a person changes his clothes, attire, people like us, people who are not careful, whatever we wore during the day, oh, I'll go to sleep now with the same clothes. Why should I change my clothes? There's some people who they have a separate pair of clothes for night. Oh, that I'm wearing the day clothes and they sweat and they're dirty, smelly. But there's people like me who say, oh, no, I'm going to go to sleep quickly. I want to get to sleep quickly. So for a person, if he has got separate items of clothing for sleeping, a qameez or the bottom portion of the dress that they attire, we should keep separate attire for sleeping. So what happens when a person has done wudu, ablution, and he's come into the state of purity, whether through wudu or through tayammum, after that, then your sleeping clothes that you wear, then an angel wraps himself around the clothes, seals the clothes, the sleeping clothes that you have kept aside for sleeping. And then when you put those clothes on, then that angel will stay with you. He will not leave you, that angel. And then when you lie down in the bed, then there's one adab I'm telling you, and if I tell you many other adab and manners and behavior for sleeping. So look at the reward just for this. The wudu, the state of purity, and then the clothing. So first you performed ablution, or through tayammum or wudu, you're in the state of purity, then you put the sleeping clothes on. You don't know what's happening. You have one niyyah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to bed like this. We can't see the angel, we can't see the rewards, but in the kitabs, we have started to do the amal, and the records are being written of your amal. So now you're sleeping, somebody's sleeping in the afternoon, or after ishraq, in the morning, whenever you go to sleep like this, alhamdulillah, the more you do this action, then you will get the rewards of the sunnah. So now, when you sleep, change your attire to your sleeping clothes and you go to sleep, then the angels with you, and there's a job, the duty of the angels is that as long as you're sleeping the whole night, as long as that person's tossing and turning and sleeping, that angel will do dua to Allah, that Allah, this individual who is sleeping, who has fulfilled these sunnah actions, he has gone to sleep in a state of purity with wudu, Allah forgive this individual. These are the words of the dua of that angel. And all of the time that person tosses and turns, he doesn't know, the angel, that person sleeping, whenever he toss and turn, the duty of the angel is to do dua to Allah, that Allah forgive this person, Allah forgive this person, Allah salvation. What a great path, I tell you, these amal, that of the sunnah. All night long, that individual will stay within the confines of the dua of the angel. Is hukam, order to the angel that asks, do dua for this person. Will he not be forgiven, my friends? Will he not be forgiven? What a great statement, alhamdulillah. What a great statement. What a great factor. Just a little bit of attention and focus. Did we have to work hard? The same clothes that we wear, sleeping clothes, we're going to the bed, we're going to lie down on the same bed we go to every day. But all we have to do is that one sunnah of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we fulfill it, implement it, alhamdulillah, I've told you one reward. And with that reward, that all night long, you'll be spent the time, spend the time under the mercy of Allah, rahmah, mercy, forgiveness, then can anything pain you? Can there come any disaster? Can a jinn affect you? If the angel that Allah Ta'ala sent is with you all night long, with every toss and turn, he's doing dua for you. And he's got worry, and he's got the concern that Allah forgive this person, Allah give this person thawab, salvation for this person. And after every sleep, that person will wake up with the forgiveness. With forgiveness as a result. Now tell me, what a great path from all of us, me, you, all of us. How many times have we gone to sleep like this? Have we ever imagined, have we ever thought that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he go to sleep? That what was his tariqah, his methodology, his sunnah? But we follow nafs and sun, we follow our laziness, we don't let the sunnah come into our lives. So when you start to implement the divine and beautiful actions of the sunnah, then Allah's rahmah says that you, in the night time, you may be lazy, shaitan comes with speed and he gives you thoughts of sin, nonsense talk, waste of time talk, gossip, etc. But then the path of sin, wasting time, ceases. It stops because a person's following the sunnah when he's going to sleep. All of the sins and waste of time, consuming of time in the wrong way, shahwat, passion and lust, then all of this lightens, and Allah Ta'ala won't allow the individual to go towards the negative traits. Rather, his sleep will be like he's sleeping like a wali of Allah, like a friend of Allah. And if maut comes, death comes at that time, alhamdulillah, may such a death come in our lives, that what a beautiful death that would be. A person who's sleeping, he sleeps with wudu, ablution, in the way of the sunnah, the angels with him, doing dua all night long for that individual. Subhanallah. And how hard did he have to work for that? Physical effort? None. And this is a beautiful solution that's come to us in our lives today. And another point is that if a person, he can also stay in the state of purity all day long. And to state in a purity during the day, and I won't go into the depth of the reward for this, a person who's used to staying in ablution all day long, he doesn't let his wudu break, then there are great rewards for that person. Great rewards for that person. But for this reason, that maybe we're lazy, who's going to bring water, you have to do wudu, it's hard, but there's one tariqah, that's it, that have a brick in your car. And start to, you know, keep that brick that conforms to the Sharia condition to do tayammum. Keep a brick at home, a stone. When you sit, when the wudu breaks, then wipe your hands over that brick, the stone, and do tayammum, and your wudu is there. You can't pray salah with that. You can't touch the Quran with that ablution. But you are pure for sure. You are in the state of purity in the kitab of Allah, in the book of Allah. And as long as a person is pure, pure, a jinn cannot come to him, no evil can come to him, no loss can come to that person. Subhanallah. So a little bit of focus, little bit of preparation, little bit of thinking about the hereafter, that I need to be prepared for the hereafter and I need to earn every second of the hereafter. You can't have a prayer mat all the time. You can't go into the masjid all the time. It's difficult. But just one tariqah, that always stay in the state of purity, ablution, and the habit, the blessed habit of the Prophet, whatever it is, wherever it is, fulfill that. Stop. What did the Rasulullah do here? What was his blessed habit? What was his noble sunnah? And our whole life, eating, wearing clothes, drinking, sleeping, speaking. These are habits that we have to do, isn't it, in life? We can't avoid these. Eating, drinking, walking, sitting, sleeping. Who is it who won't sleep? You don't sleep now, you'll sleep in the afternoon. If not in the afternoon, the night. If not in the afternoon, then the night, in the day. You have to sleep at some stage. Then the machine of gaining reward starts. So let's do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us all tawfiq, ability, the capability that we have fikr, concern for thereafter. And in our hearts comes the true love and regard for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you have given us great fadl, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, great ni'mah, rahmah and mercy and ability to practice. And every individual of the ummah you had love for, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you wanted every person of the ummati, every ummati to get the highest reward. And is it, has Allah told us that we can't practice this? No. The Sahaba Ikram, they saw their practice. Did the Sahaba step back? Maybe. The Rasulullah, did he say that I'm doing this ibadah and you don't do this? Rasulullah may have said I'm doing these deeds and you can't do this. Otherwise, all other actions, if Rasulullah said beware, don't follow my sunnah, but that would be a big loss. But how can it be that Rasulullah would prevent us to imitate him? If someone imitates me or you, don't you become angry? If a person says, tomorrow I will follow you or imitate you, and you say, you are rude, you are imitating me. But here, the Prophet ﷺ said, just like I held this with my finger, you also do this with your finger. 100 shaheed reward. How shafiq and beloved, and how much loving and caring and affection did Rasulullah ﷺ have for his ummah. We are so far. Did he say that? Beware. How dare you follow me? How dare you imitate me? Or how dare you follow or wear libas like me or imitate me? No. No. And there were so many sahaba, thousands, but they knew. And if Rasulullah was to say that don't follow my sunnah, and his hukum was intact, and we would then be devoid of all his sunnah. But if Rasulullah said the way I slept, and if you sleep in the same way, then you will get this thawab. So should we do this, my brothers or not? From today, get your bricks ready, the stones ready, keep them next to you, and stay park and saf and pure all the time. And no enemy will come, no evil force will come, no jinn, no ghost. If you're pure all the time according to the sunnah, then inshallah, if you get the chance one day, then I will explain to you the fadail, the virtues of staying park and pure. So much mercy and favor of Rasulullah upon us. Many people do dhikr, mashallah. And during dhikr, the wudu breaks. And you recite Durood Sharif. Okay, you don't have wudu to do that. But this is not a good thing, is it? That to do dhikr, such a great path is open for us. And we're not in a state of purity when we do this. All you need to do is keep a brick next to you. And just wipe it. And just do the tayammum, a little brick. And you stay, or in a car, or if you're a taxi driver, or if you're going somewhere on a journey, or in a certain place in your house, you wipe your hands over it, and you've done wudu, and you're pure. Enough, isn't it? Rahmahi rahmah. Mercy upon mercy, rahmatul lil alameen, and he came to distribute the rahmah to the world. Recite Durood Sharif.